Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Hello, boys and girls, and moms and dads. This is Aunt Jewel, your friendly auntie that's going to be talking to you about your bedtime stories. And we have a special guest, and I'm so glad that you welcome us into your home. We have a special guest today. We have Christina. She's our co-host.
Christina also has some friends. Starfish, are you there?
Hello, boys and girls.
I'm so glad that you joined us, and I have my voice. But Christina's going to say something, too.
Hi, everybody out there. This is Christina, chilling out, kind of like on live. This is pretty cool. And shout out to Casey if you're hearing this and you know who I am. So, yeah.
Well, boys and girls, you just heard Christina, and we're so excited to have her. She is, I guess, Christina, are you 105 years old, or how old are you?
I'm actually not 105 years old. I am 10 years old and going to be 11 on the 13th.
Well, boys and girls, isn't that special? And guess what? She also brought a parent here. And her parent is going to say hi to her parent just for a few minutes. A few seconds, actually. Let's say hi to him.
Hi.
He's right over there. And, of course, this is bedtime story, so it's a great time for getting ready to relax. And I think that sometimes, Starfish, when you get ready to come and getting ready for bed, sometimes you're not just quite ready. And, Christine,
yeah,
does that happen to you?
Yeah, it happens to me a lot, actually. Never really ready. It's kind of like I always forget to do one thing, and then it's always crammed into the morning, and so it gets kind of hectic.
And, Starfish, I know the same thing probably happens to you at times, too.
And,
yeah. See, also, one of the things that we're going to do when you're so antsy, because you just came back from school, you just came back from work, you just came back from play or baseball or soccer or someplace, and it's time to go to bed, so you're still a little antsy. So why don't we just play a little song that is for the month of April, and the month of April has a lot of my furry friends that are going to be coming out. And guess what they're also going to do, Christina? Hide eggs some point,
yeah.
I think a little bit later. Don't you think so, Starfish?
I think so. I heard lots of people talking about Easter egg hunts. Brush our teeth. Time to brush our teeth.
Time to brush our teeth. Brush our teeth. Brush them and get them all clean. Time to brush our teeth. Brush our teeth. Brush them and get them all clean. It's the first thing in the morning after you wake up. Stand up, sun's coming up, and the rooster crows, and you get out of bed. Your hair's all messy on top of your head. You look in the mirror and you say hello. Grab your brush and you're ready to go. It's time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth. Brush them and get them all clean. It's time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth. Brush them and get them all clean. See the toothpaste on the brush, dipping in the water, sticking in your mouth. Move it round, left and right, side to side, front and back, in and out, underneath your tongue and down around your gum, and you swish it all around and you have a lot of fun. It's time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. Time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. It's the last thing in the day after you had your dinner, after your bath and your PJs are on. The moon's up high, you read a couple books and the Sandman's come and you're scratching at your eyes. Your bed is looking so good to you, but there's one more thing you gotta do. It's time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. And it's time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean.
Does everyone have their brush in their teeth, their clean, clean, clean mouth, and fresh, fresh, fresh mouth?
I don't know. Let's see if Christina, does she brush her teeth in the before she goes to bed? I don't know. What do you think, Starfish?
Christina sounds like she would brush her teeth morning and day, morning and night.
Well, let's see. Is that the case? Christina, do you ever brush your teeth?
Yes, I brush my teeth every day, morning and night, and they sparkle pearly whites.
And I don't know, Christine, I think we probably should ask Starfish if she does that, because Starfish is something very special about Starfish. She's a little bit different than you.
Well, I know exactly what pearly whites mean, because I have many friends that are actual pearls. Deep down in the water is where I live. 2,000 different species of starfish, boys and girls. 2,000. Can you imagine having 2,000 sisters and brothers? Well, that's what it feels like. So I have different stories, not every night, but every hour, talking to each other. So we're all getting ready to brush our teeth, and we all are ready for bed. And can't wait to hear our favorite co-host, Christina, and everyone's excited.
Well, we're excited, too. And guess what? Christina brought her brother and her mom. I wonder if she knows their name.
Yes, I do know my mother and my brother's name. Names?
Brother. That's his name.
His name is actually not brother. His name is Nico.
Oh, my goodness, Nico. Does Nico brush his teeth, too?
Well, I'm pretty sure he does, morning and night, too.
Well, they're definitely shining over here. Now, we're trying to get this song, and I don't know where it is. Starfish, do you think it's lost?
Maybe, well, I'll go check underneath the sea in the ocean bed. Maybe it's there, swimming around.
I know. That's really something. Let's guess, because guess what? We didn't play our opening song on, and we didn't get a chance to hear anything from Christina, and it's like, tell me what you want to be when you grow up. So let's play that song so that we can at least find it out. You think we should do that, Starfish?
Yes. We definitely should.
Right, because this, after all, is Blake Radio Network from Rainbow Soul. And, of course, this program is Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories. So let's see. Here it is.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be a model.
Getting ready to start for bedtime stories.
Right, because I didn't know, because we always play that song first, and without playing it first, I didn't even know where we were in the program. Because we always find out what we want to be, and certainly for the co-host, we don't know what she wants to be.
Christina, what do you want to be?
Oh, yes. What does Christina want to be when she gets older?
Well, when I get older, I either want to be a professional athlete in swimming and water polo. I love those two sports. They're my favorite. And for a job, probably a fashion designer, like a second Tory Burch.
Wow. Well, Christina, you and I could practice, because that's where I live, underneath the water.
I know. Isn't that something? She wants to, you live there, and she wants to play a sport in where you live.
Exactly.
The ocean.
And a fashion designer. How wonderful.
I think we know someone that's a fashion designer.
Yes, out of my many, many different cousins and brother and sister and uncles and aunts, all the species that live down under, one of my species friends, the other starfish, her name actually is Seashell.
Seashell. Her name is Seashell, and she's a fashion designer. Wow. We have Christina. I don't know what... We have Tori Birch with Christina Tree. What do you think? Or Christina Water. I know, because she likes water polo.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a good fashion name, designing name.
Christina Waters. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Sounds
now,
real good.
She loves it. I think that that'll happen. And bedtime, having bedtime. Now, I know I got to ask all the boys and girls out there, are you sleepy yet? I mean, it's time to go to bed. We have to do all kinds of things. We already brushed our teeth, and I wonder if Myla out there, I wonder if she is getting ready to go to bed, if she put on her favorite pajamas.
Yes, and Myla and Zion, and I think they all have matching pajamas.
Wow. They all have it. I know that Kareen, can you believe it that we celebrated her birthday? And you know what Kareen wants to be when she grows up? She wants to be an attorney.
Wow.
At 6 years old.
Shoot for the stars.
Yeah, she loves to be able to settle arguments. So that's what she wants to be. So I don't know what Nico wants to be.
I'm actually not sure what he wants to be himself.
Well, sometimes we may not know, but that's okay. I know one thing he wants to be is your brother.
I'm not sure about that. Probably a yes.
That's funny. But you know that everyone has to have some rest. Did you know that babies have to have at least 10 and a half to 18 hours of sleep?
Wow,
that's a lot of sleeping hours. I surely don't sleep that much.
And because you're 10, you're supposed to have at least, 9 to 11 hours.
That sounds about right. I mean, usually I'll sleep 9 or 10 hours. No, I don't really have to get to school so early, so it makes my life much easier.
Oh, okay. And teenagers have to have about 8 to 9, and parents the same. But I don't know if parents have 9 hours of sleep. I know I have a problem doing that. And I think probably Christina's mom the same thing too, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree with that.
We're always going, babies are always sleeping. Now we know. Because if they sleep 18 hours, how many hours in a day?
There's 24 hours in a day. So that's more than half of a day.
Right. So it doesn't leave much time to be awake, does it?
No, not really. Not at all.
So, wow, Starfish, do you sleep like that in the ocean?
Yes, I do. I just like to float around sometimes and relax. And sometimes I end up being on the other side of the ocean when I wake up. So traveling is a lot of fun.
I wonder how she travels. Do you know? Do you have any idea, Christina?
I think I may try to take a guess. I guess maybe the currents.
Yeah, that's so right.
Wow. And she's 10. I'm impressed.
Mm-hmm. Already, now that we've already brushed our teeth and washed our faces, Are you ready, boys and girls, for some great stories? I'm surely excited.
I am. I definitely am. And you know what I think we might do is we might listen to your story first instead of mine. We'll just kind of switch it around a little bit because you are so ready to tell your story. We'll hear the story to get us in the mood for bedtime, which is by Lantern. Is that quite it? Is that it, Starfish?
You are very, very right. My story this evening, boys and girls, is called My Lantern. Are you ready, boys and girls? I want to make sure that you're all tucked in, but nice and comfortable.
Well, I think we better ask Casey, because sometimes, you know, Casey isn't quite ready all the time and trying to get ready, you know, because he's going, I've got to go get some water.
So this first story is called By Lantern Lake by Cat Weatherhill. And the publisher is Sandy Creek Publisher. Okay, boys and girls, let's jump into Storyland.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Right, and I think that Fallon has her Blinky.
Okay.
I noticed she has her Blinky because she could not get in bed without her Blinky.
When I hear that Fallon has her Blinky, I know that we are ready. Here we go. The rabbits hurried into the shelter of Ferny Wood. Boo! Two little hedgehogs with bright eyes jumped out of a pile of leaves. We're playing in the wind, they squealed. It's time you were in bed, said Dad. Come on, said. And he held the lantern as it lit the way to the hedgehog's home. Prickle and Spike, cried their mommy. Where have you been? Thank you, rabbits. She gave them a jar of strawberry jam. It was sweet and smelled of summer. Daddy and Robbie waved goodbye and followed the path towards Lily Pad Lake. Oh, my hairy whiskers, cried Otter. The wind's blown my fishing rod into the lake. Robbie raced to the water's edge. It was dark among the reeds and brushes. So he held the lantern high. I can see nothing, he shouted. Otter, I found it. Whew, thanks so much, said Otter, giving Robbie a bag of blackberry cookies. I could smell those blackberry cookies right now. Happy travels. The rabbit bounded on, but suddenly Daddy stopped and put a paw to his lips. Shh, he whispered. Mouse music. It was a mouse birthday party, but the music had stopped. The wind keeps blowing our candles out, said a mouse in a sad little voice. Daddy hung the lantern on a tree, and a puddle of golden light spread onto the forest floor. The mice clapped their pretty feet. The merry music began, and everyone danced, including Daddy. At last, it was time for bed. The mice gave the rabbits 2 thick slices of birthday cake and sleepily waved goodbye as Daddy and Robbie danced away. Deeper and deeper and deeper into the forest. Hello! Owl gazed down from an apple tree, her eyes shining bright as a silver spoon. Little Bobo is learning to fly. Come and watch. Bobo had fluffed up her feathers to keep warm and looked like a marshmallow. She winked at Robbie and flapped her white wings. By lantern light, everyone encouraged the owl up to her mom. Very soon, I'll reach the moon, hooted the little Bobo. The rabbits laughed and scampered on. oh my goodness, what's going to happen next? I can just imagine the owls flapping their wings. Are we nearly there yet? Asked Robbie. Kind Owl had given them some apples, and the sweet smell was making his tummy rumble. Yes, chuckled Daddy. If we cut across Tadpole, the ground was wet and squeaky by the pool, but the lantern kept them safe. Daddy and Robbie hopped over the stepping stones, singing, Star bright, lantern light, we will follow you tonight. Look how dark it is, said Robbie. We'd lose our way without this lantern, Daddy, wouldn't we? I can't imagine boys and girls without a lantern what they would do. Let's see. Oh, no, it's dark. Here it is, at Bunny Burrow. The windows were bright with candles to guide the travelers home to their family. Rachel snuggled up to Mommy. Where are they? She asked. Having adventures, said Mommy with a smile. She searched the sky for the rain clouds. Twitch, twitch, twitch. Winter whiskers, don't worry, it won't rain tonight. They'll be home soon. I can see them, cried Ben, peering through the window into the darkness. Over there! Daddy's lantern is shining like a star. Wow, I hope they make it home. Soon, cold paws were warming by the fire. Mommy baked a pie with owl's apples. And there were cookies, cake, and jam to eat. Oh, yummy. What a feast, said Daddy. Dig in. Yum, yum. Even my stomach is growling, boys and girls. Daddy, let's keep the lantern burning tonight, said Robbie. And never, never, never buy a new one. Daddy, this one is perfect. He stared to sing, Starlight, lantern light, and as if by magic, the lantern seemed to burn even brighter. Wow, is Robbie magical? Let me see. Jeez, I wonder, boys and girls, if any of you have had a lantern or even a flashlight. I remember sometimes if there's a big storm and we might lose power, that's when we bring in the lamp, a light or a candle, and to help us guide us through the house. So I feel like Robbie and Daddy might have experienced something a little bit similar to that. What do you think, Aunt Jewel?
Well, I'm really excited about it because this is a story that's about a daddy. And the mommy was left behind.
I know. The daddy and Robbie traveled all through the forest and met so many new friends and received so many great gifts from all their new friends along their path. And that's sort of what I experience when I travel the ocean bed. I meet different people and different friends. And what about you, Christina, on your first day of school? Could you remember meeting different people and different friends and how that was?
Yeah, I do remember meeting a lot of new people. It was nice to see my old friends, but it was also really cool and I met a few new kids and became closer friends with some other kids who I wasn't so close to.
That's awesome.
And we've been in situations like that where storms have come and we had no electricity, so we had no lights at all.
Yeah. Then we would bring in that trusty lantern, that lantern light that shined all the way through the night.
Right. As you said, starlight, the lantern light.
Exactly.
You did such a good job, Starfish. I'm so thrilled. And even though I don't know if you have lights in the ocean, but I think you do, because there's some fish that light up, boys and
exactly.
girls.
Exactly.
So that was a really nice story. And that was a story to get us in, get us ready for bedtime.
Yep. Our grandmas and our grandpas are probably rocking in the rocking chair, singing their
right.
grandchildren to sleep.
And I wonder if some of them brush their teeth and put it in the cup.
Their teeth into it.
I know. And stuffed toys. And there's Camera out there. Camera has his blankie. His blankie. Some people call it a blanket. And then a blanket for Gigi. That's what Christopher said. Christopher was going, oh, my goodness. When my grandma and my nanny, and sometimes I call her Gigi, I have all these different names, he says. He puts the blanket over her instead of over him. But his favorite thing, he says, is when she rubs his back.
Yeah.
Really likes to do that. It makes you feel so good, boys and girls, when you have somebody that's so close to you and knows exactly what to do. And no matter what happens, they'll always be there. They'll make you laugh and they make you, even if you're mad, they might still make you laugh, and they fix your food and they get you ready for bed and they make you feel better even if you're sick. They do that. They're not saying, I don't want to be around you, because that's what happened to me when I was sick. People didn't go, I don't want to be around you because I don't want to get sick.
Yeah, it feels so wonderful having a family that loves you. How did you enjoy the story, Christina?
I really liked the story. I especially loved when the daddy and Robbie were just coming home and everybody was greeting them with warm faces and happy faces. Nobody going like, oh, they're back, now we have to worry about them. Kind of like everybody was welcoming them back and everybody was excited for them, for their arrival.
That is so true.
Doesn't make you feel good. And I bet you if we asked some of the mommies and daddies, they probably feel really good when they would come into the house and they would see your little happy face, so excited, just like some of the puppies. I know you don't have a puppy, so you don't know anything about this.
Actually, I don't really have a puppy, but I do have two very cute huskies.
Ooh, that sounds a little large.
Yeah. I wonder if they would go see the forest with Robbie and Daddy.
I think they maybe would, but maybe get distracted. But they probably would. They're very nice dogs.
I don't know if they would probably chase some of our friends, like Randy the Ref Ferret, or Renee the canary butterfly, they might chase her. That would be fun. But let's hear this little story that I think is really special. It's a story called Video, and it kind of tells a little bit about the feeling, but I think that some of the kids have already gone to sleep. I see someone with the bottle just kind of dropping off. And the pacifier. Oh, but there is TJ. He's not going to sleep yet, no matter what you do. So he'll be able to listen to Christina's story. But let's hear this little song. It's by Indian Irie, and it's called Video.
Depends on whatever feels good in my soul.
to Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories at Blake Radio Network on Rainbow Soul. Now, that was a story from Indian RE talking about she likes to do whatever she wants to do. She does not pay attention to what anyone says about her. I wonder, Christina, if that's the same thing that happened with the little girl that you know. You want to tell us about the title and who wrote it and the publisher?
Well, the book is called A Bad Case of Stripes by David Shannon, and the publishing company is Scholastic.
Oh, goody. I can't wait. I'm so excited to hear Christina. What about you, Starfish?
I'm so very excited. I have my blankie and everything ready.
Well, I've got my rocking chair.
And I've got my teddy bear.
Oh, wow. Ready.
Camilla Cream loved lima beans, but she never ate them. All of her friends hated lima beans, and she wanted to fit in. Camilla was always too worried about what other people thought of her. Today she was fretting even more than usual. It was her first day of school, and she couldn't decide what to wear. There were so many people to impress. She tried on 42 outfits, but none seemed quite right. She put on a pretty red dress and looked in the mirror. Then she screamed. Her mother ran into the room and screamed too. "Oh, my heavens!" she cried. "You're completely covered with stripes!" This was certainly true. Camilla was striped from head to toe. She looked like a rainbow. Miss Cream felt Camilla's forehead. "Do you feel all right?" she asked. "I'm fine," Camilla answered. "But just look at me!" "You get back in bed this instant," her mother ordered. "You're not going to school today." Camilla was relieved. She didn't want to miss the first day of school, but she was afraid of what the other kids would say. And she had no idea what to wear with those crazy stripes. That afternoon, Dr. Bumble came to examine Camilla. "Most extraordinary," he exclaimed. "I've never seen anything like it. Are you having any coughing, sneezing, runny nose, ache, pains, chills, hot flashes, dizziness, drowsiness, shortness of breath, or uncontrollable twitching?" "No," Camilla told him. "I feel fine." "Well then," Dr. Bumble said, turning to Miss Cream, I don't see any reason why she shouldn't go to school tomorrow. Here's some ointment that should clear up those stripes in a few days. If it doesn't, you know where to reach me." And off he went. The next day was a disaster. Everyone at school laughed at Camilla. They called her Camilla Crayon and Night of the Living Lollipop. She tried her best to ask if everything was normal, but when the class said the Pledge of Allegiance, her stripes turned red, white, and blue and broke out in stars.
Oh, no.
The other kids thought this was great. One yelled out, Let's see some purple polka dots." Sure enough, Camilla turned all purple polka dotty. Someone else shouted, "Checkerboard!" and a pattern of squares covered her skin. Soon everyone was calling out different shapes and colors, and poor Camilla was changing faster than you could change channels on a TV. That night, Mr. Harms, the school principal, called. "I'm sorry, Miss Cream," he said. "I'm going to have to ask you to keep Camilla home from school. She's just too much distraction, and I've been getting calls from the other parents. They're afraid their stripes may be contagious." Camilla was so embarrassed. She couldn't believe 2 days ago everyone liked her. Now nobody wanted to be in the same room as her. Her father tried to make her feel better. "Is there anything I can get you, sweetheart?" he asked. "No, thank you," sighed Camilla. What she really wanted was a nice plate of lima beans, but she had been laughed at enough for one day. Well, yes, I see, Dr. Bumble mumbled when Mr. Cream phoned the next day. I think I'd better bring the specialist. We'll be right over. About an hour later, Dr. Bumble arrived with four people in long white coats. He introduced them to the Creams. This is Dr. Grop, Dr. Sponge, Dr. Cricket, and Dr. Young. Then the specialist went to work on Camilla. They squeezed, jabbed, tapped, and tested. It was very uncomfortable. Well, it's not the mumps, concluded Dr. Grop, or the measles, said Dr. Sponge. Definitely not chickenpox, put in Dr. Cricket, or sunburn, said Dr. Young. Try these, said the specialist. They handed her a bottle filled with different colored pills. Take one of each before bed, said Dr. Grop. They finally filed out the door, followed by Dr. Bumble. That night, Camilla took her medicine. It was awful. When she woke up the next morning, she did feel different, but when she got dressed, her clothes didn't fit right. She looked in the mirror, and there, staring back at her, was a giant, multicolored bill with her face on it. Dr. Bumble rushed over as Miss Cream called, but this time instead of the specialist, he brought the experts. Dr. Gourd and Dr. Mellon were the finest scientific minds in the land. Once again, Camilla was poked, prodded, looked at, and listened to. The experts wrote down lots of numbers. Then they huddled together in whisper. Dr. Gourd finally spoke. It might be a virus, he announced. He announced with authority. Suddenly, fuzzy little virus balls appeared all over Camilla. Or possibly some sort of bacteria, said Mr. Mellon. Out popped squiggly little bacteria tails. Or it could be a fungus, added Dr. Gourd. Instantly, Camilla was covered with different colored fungus blotches. The expert looked at Camilla, then at each other. We need to go over these numbers back at the lab, Dr. Gourd explained. We'll call you when we know something. But the expert didn't have a clue, much less a cure. By now, the TV news had found out about Camilla. Reporters from every channel were outside her house telling the story of the bizarre case of the incredible changing kid. Soon, a huge crowd was camped out at the front lawn.
Probably your mommy was there.
Maybe so.
Getting the news.
The Creams were swamped with all kinds of remedies from psychologists, allergists, herbalists, nutritionists, psychics, and an old medicine man, a guru, and even a veterinarian. Each so-called cure only added to poor Camilla's strange appearance, and it was hard to even recognize her. She sprouted roots and berries and crystals, feathers, and a long furry tail, but nothing worked.
Oh, somebody find her some dirt.
One day, a woman who called herself an environmental therapist claimed she could cure Camilla. Close your eyes, she said. Breathe deeply and become one with your room. I wish you hadn't said that, Camilla groaned. Slowly, she started to melt into the walls of her room. Her bed became her mouth, her nose was her dresser, and two paintings were her eyes. The therapist screamed and ran from the house. What are we going to do? Cried Mrs. Cream. It just keeps getting worse and worse. She began to sob. At that moment, Miss Cream heard a quiet little knock at the front door. Mr. Cream heard a quiet little knock at the front door. He opened it, and there stood an old woman who was just as plump and sweet as a strawberry. "Excuse me," she said brightly, "but I think I can help." She went into Camilla's room and looked around. "My goodness," she said with a shake of her head. "What we have here is a bad case of stripes, one of the worst I have ever seen." She pulled a container of small green beans from her bag. "Here," she said, "these might do the trick." "Are those magic beans?" asked Mrs. Cream. "Oh, my, no," replied the kind woman. "There's no such thing. These are just plain old lima beans. I'll bet you'd like some, wouldn't you?" she asked Camilla. Camilla wanted a big, heaping plate full of lima beans, more than just about anything, but she was afraid to admit it. "Yuck," she said. "No one likes lima beans, especially me." "Oh, dear," the woman said sadly. "I guess I was wrong about you." She put the beans back in her bag and started toward the door. Camilla watched the old woman walk away. Those beans would taste so good, and being laughed at for eating them was nothing compared to what she was going through. She finally couldn't stand it. "Wait," she cried. "The truth is I really love lima beans." "I thought so," the old woman said with a smile. She took a handful of beans and popped them into Camilla's mouth. "Mmm," said Camilla. Suddenly, the branches, feathers, and squiggly tails began to disappear. The whole room swirled around, and when it stopped, there stood Camilla, and everything was back to normal. "I'm cured," she shouted. "Yes," said the old woman. "I knew the real you was in there somewhere." She patted Camilla on the head, and then she went outside and vanished into the crowd. Afterward, Camilla wasn't quite the same. Some of the kids at school said she was weird, but she didn't care a bit. She ate all of the lima beans she wanted and never had even a touch of stripes again.
Wow. I'm so proud of you to read that whole entire thing.
That is so good. And one word when I think of Camilla and I also think of you, Christina, is confidence. Because she had great confidence in whatever she did.
Yes, she did have confidence. And it showed through her reading the story. I really felt in touch with it. I really felt what the little girl felt in stripes and sometimes feeling a little bit different and not wanting to tell people what you really like.
Exactly.
What about Christine? When you read this the first time, I think she said she was in second grade, which means that she had to be 7 years old. How was it for you?
Well, when I read it, I was kind of like discussing it after we read it with my class. Everyone was like, "Poor Camilla. She really should start expressing how she feels." And so then someone raised their hand and said, well, I think Camilla should have been more confident with who she was, not what other people thought.
Wow,
that's a good message, don't you think, Starfish?
I think that's a wonderful message.
Those kids in Park Place is it Park Place?
It's Parkway.
Parkway. Wow, those kids in Parkway must really be smart. And they must be so kind and courteous.
They really are. They're all nice and really smart.
How are the teachers?
They're all nice. They're all very nice. Except for one who I think she retired.
Well, there's always one. But you still are having a great time at the school. And we're so thrilled and so excited that you did that. And usually what do we do when we have a special friend, Starfish? Do
well,
you know?
When we have a special friend, they not only read wonderful, wonderful stories and enlighten us with great, great messages, they also get to talk to our boys and girls and our listeners and tell them what they do, what they believe, and what they want to do when they grow up.
They certainly do. And this person that, well, I don't really know him, but I've heard him sing this song. His name is Randy Newman. He won an Oscar, and he also won an Emmy Award. Let's hear his song, because we have such a very special friend. Yes, we do. Christina.
Road, rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Christina,
you got a friend in me.
And Starfish.
You got the trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, cause you got a friend in me.
A confident friend.
You got a friend in me.
Very nice friend.
A friend.
She's getting it, Starfish.
Maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by,
and they do,
a friendship will never die.
Not at all.
You're gonna see it's our gas on me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Wow.
I wonder if some boys and girls are sleepy out there.
I wonder, because I know I am.
Oh, good. She's got only 9 minutes to the end. This has gone by so fast, and we want to thank you so much for being our friend, and thank you so much for coming on our show.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Oh, good. Did you love reading the books?
I loved reading the book. It was so exciting.
It definitely is. And she reads a lot. Did you know that, Starfish?
Yeah, she loves to read, I've heard. Down Under, my friends told me. They were talking about Christina, so I was so excited to meet her.
Wow. And, you know, since she reads so many books, that she could probably pick another book for us another time, don't you think?
Yeah, I really think I could.
That would be great that she would do that. Because the other thing, not only can she pick a book, Starfish, but did you know what month this is?
It is the month of April and the first week in April, and everyone is outside, not in the water, but outside enjoying on land the sunny, 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 nice, warm rays.
And it is also, not only is it the month of spring where everything is coming out, the flowers are coming out, the butterflies are coming out, the trees, even Washington, D.C. has something coming out.
Yes, they do, and I got a chance to jump out of the water and see what D.C. was bringing us for the month of April. And they're called, boys and girls, cherry blossoms, and they only bloom in the month of April, right from the beginning.
Wow, did you know that, Christina?
Actually, I did not know that.
Well, they are so, so very pretty. And one time, Christina, if you come and visit D.C., you can see the wonderful cherry blossoms in the month of April.
And guess what? It also April is known for. It's a month of poetry. And I don't know if Christina writes, but that's what this month's also represents. And I know that Christopher is asleep because Christopher always starts really strong with us and says that he's not going to go to sleep. By the end of the program, he's already asleep. So is his daddy. They're both asleep. I think we're doing our job, Christina.
I really think we are.
We've got 5 minutes, and we're so thrilled that you came. And we don't have time to hear the Velveteen Rabbit, because that's exactly what you talked about. The Velveteen Rabbit was a favorite toy of the boys and girls, so much so that he thought that no one loved him. But I'm sure Christina probably heard about the Velveteen Rabbit. She's a reader.
Actually, maybe this is one book that I haven't heard about.
Oh, well, that means that she's got to stay tuned to next week to hear about the Velveteen Rabbit, because they loved him. Yes, they loved the rabbit so much that his eyes came out of his head. His arms were kind of raggedy, and he thought nobody loved him.
Poor rabbit, but everybody loved him.
You know why he would probably was tattered so much and torn?
Probably.
Because everybody loved him. So much loving. That's probably what happened to you when you were a baby. And also when you were even well, you're not quite a preteen yet. But I bet you still get a lot of love and hugging from both your mommy and daddy and your grandpa.
Yeah, I get a lot, and sometimes just a little bit too much.
Starfish, do you know what too much loving can do?
Too much loving makes you all warm, guys.
Oh, yes. And there's, I already saw Fallon, she's already dozed off to sleep. And there's Stephen with his fire truck. He's already on top of it. Mommy has to get that little fire truck over him because the ladder is all over him. And there is,
Zion,
you're right. What's Zion doing?
He's getting into bed, tucking in her sisters, Myla and Sean.
Oh, she's tucking in her little sisters. Oh, that's really sweet. That's sweet. And I see that the milk is all gone from Randy. Drunk it all up. Yes, wow. The time is really drifting off fast. We have a couple minutes. But I want to thank you, boys and girls, for joining us and for our special guests. Thank her so much for reading the book and also just talking all through the show. She was really great. She's so talkative. We'd love to have her. And I'm really glad that the frog left my throat so I can now be able to talk.
Yeah, the frog left your throat and jumped into my story.
It jumped into your story, right. It did. So 2 minutes down, and we are so thrilled that you guys were all there. Oh, that was a song. So we're going to hear this one because the kids in California, they're still up.
Hop, dance the new creation. It's the new sensation. Do the bunny hop. Hop, let's all join in the fun. Father, mother, son, do the bunny hop. Hop.
Orchestra.
Put your right foot forward, put your left foot out. Do the bunny hop, 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 hop.
Hop, hop.
Dance is new creation, it's a new sensation. Do the bunny hop, hop,
hop, hop, hop,
hop. Let's all join in the fun, father, mother, son. Do the bunny hop, 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 hop.
Hop. Oh, Christina, look at you. Hop, hop, hop. This is Aunt Jewel, Bedtime Story, and we thank you so much for listening to Wake Radio Network.
Do the bunny hop, 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 hop.
Dance is new creation. It's a new sensation. Do the bunny hop. Hop, hop, hop.
Oh, you
let's
got
all
it.
Get in the fun. Father, mother, son. Do the bunny hop. Hop, hop,
hop.
Hop, hop, hop. Hop, hop,
hop. Hop,
hop,
hop. Hop, hop, hop. Oh, wow. Hop, hop, hop. Thank you, boys and girls, for coming and joining us. And the East Coast is already asleep. And the West Coast is still humming.
Do the bunny hop. Let's all join in the fun. Father, mother, son, do the bunny hop.
Nico is hopping too. Look at him. He's hopping a long way. Did you see that, Christina?
Put your right foot forward.
Oh, that's
put your left foot up.
Hop
in the bunny
hop. Hop, hop, hop.
Dance is new creation. It's a new sensation. Do the bunny hop.
Good night, and thank you again for joining us. It's 4 seconds. Good night. We have
hopped.
Thank you, and we're going to see you next week. Goodbye.